Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I managed to remember my business hat, my serious hat.
I mean,
today.
Tomorrow we can screw around like crazy,
yes,
but
definitely.
We got to be all business today.
We'll get it all out of our system now so we can have some fun tomorrow. we do have fun no matter what we get together, no matter what the time, and especially talking about our United Way and all the great things that you guys do over there. I want to get into some campaign updates and talk about the Alice report that you brought over. If you don't mind, I was talking to a listener this week, and they brought up a nice thing I thought about our United Way and the events you guys host and have, how much they look forward to them. She was already talking about United Weekend this,
cool.
In the summer with the rafters and this. We just went on. I actually was in a hurry and I was there for an extra 5 minutes because we were talking.
Like, you can just pull up our website on your phone and be like, oh, what's next on their calendar, right? This event, yeah.
But one of the things we talked about was the radiothon that we here at WFHR have gotten to host with you guys for years. And we weren't able to do it this year for a variety of things. But one of the things that we found a silver linings about it was that we could have a chance to kind of reinvent this a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and when it came to that, it brought up a kind of whole other conversation with Terry and I about just events in general and what you all are looking for out of this, because the United Way is completely about what the community needs and wants.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did make the decision to not move forward with Radiothon for this year because, you know, we need to, I think, you know, laying it all out there, right? Like, we've struggled. We've struggled with filling that, that amount of time. I mean, we certainly have enough content, but is it what people want to hear about?
Yeah.
And then also, you know, the idea, the probably original idea of a radiothon, a telethon, is that people call in and make a donation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, recent years, we just really haven't seen much of that. And I think that's for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. Most likely, maybe people are giving in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. Like they might be giving through social media or, through Venmo, PayPal, you know, any of those kinds of things, mailing us a check. But the reality is we just saw, you know, some lag there and then you and I talked and we were like, yeah, we'll take a year off. We'll regroup. We'll see if it makes sense to bring it back. And certainly we United Way, I always welcome every opportunity to be talking about what we're doing and acquainting people with that. But, you know, I certainly would be curious and would be happy to take feedback from anybody, about what that might look like as it pertains to the traditional radiothon idea, you know, where basically in the past we've just taken kind of the morning show time slot. It wouldn't have to be that. I mean, if people say, you know, I might do it, but maybe in the afternoon or, you know, whatever it might be. But we certainly, would be open to feedback. If anybody wants to get a hold of James or myself, I'd be happy to take feedback that people might have or things that you want to hear about. Maybe also what might motivate you to, you know, what might move you to say, gosh, I have $10 I could donate to United Way because of what I heard or experienced during this time frame.
I've seen a rise in, I would say even going back to the pandemic, of people wanting to donate through their check. And I think that there's been an increase of that as well. And certainly, as you can tell when Terry joins us in the different things we talk about, the impact the United Way makes, I don't think we're seeing a lot less donations. It is the way, like you touched on, the way that people are donating. And we want, along those lines, want to be able to meet you where you are with these shows and these ideas. When you're bringing these ideas to us, also keep in mind, we got the afternoons now. We didn't used to really have that. And to your point about maybe a different time frame might work better and people are more engaged or will be more engaged or something, we're here 4 to 6 every Monday through Friday now. So that's an option as well, doing something in the afternoons. Really, a lot, pretty much everything is on the table. If it means we can help our United Way more, we want to do it. Look at this as something that isn't just the United Way, but something that WFHR is a part of and wants to help with in any way we can. So yeah, reach out to Terry or I, and hit us up with your ideas, everybody. And we're looking forward to that and the topics that you want to hear about as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is very important that we're, you know, meeting people where we're at. People are hearing what they want to hear about. But I think too, you know, it was just prudent for us to say, okay, let's take a step back, you know, and let's reevaluate. And we do that with pretty much all of the events that we do. And, you know, just at some point we reevaluate and say, okay, does this make sense? What does it mean? What does it look like? And frankly, I mean, we could come some day of the week from 4 to 6 and just talk about United Way. And if it was no, you know, maybe it's an information thon, not a money thon, but the reality is, I mean, at the end of the day, what we're looking at this time of the year is really how do we translate, you know, and resonate with people so that what they're hearing makes them want to donate to their community.
You out there know what it's like to have a budget. Our nonprofits are no different. They have to be smart about these things. And whether it is a McDonald's, you know, bringing the McRib back every once in a while, because if it was on the menu 24/7, it wouldn't sell as well.
It wouldn't be so exciting.
Yeah. These events are very similar.
It's
you know,
like the Apple Grande. We're going to get off on food things here.
We pull it away for a little bit, bring it back, and it's a little more, you know, entertaining, exciting, what have you. But it's also understandable, I think, and it speaks to modern times that, you know, you guys at the United Way or any of our nonprofits have to be very calculated, very smart about the things that they do, because it really all hands on deck, not only because it's campaign season, but just the years that we have had here as communities. You know this even better than I do. We'll get into it a little more with the Alice Report, but it's all the more reason why during campaign season, Terry, we thank and we appreciate so much this community because they really show up. Can we dive right into a campaign update from that?
Yeah, kind of absolutely.
Into that a little bit.
So one of the really important things with timing, where we are at, you know, this week is that our sweepstakes deadline is this Friday. So to qualify for our grand sweepstakes, so we have five $1,000 cash prizes. These are donated by local companies. This is no one's donation dollar. This is five companies, and those are Aspirus, Gunderson Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Prevail Bank, Williams Heating and Plumbing, and Next Home Partners. So those folks, each of those businesses has said, here's $1,000 to help you draw, you know, new donors to the campaign or to encourage existing donors to up their donation a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the deadline for that is 4 p.m. this Friday. So if you've been on the fence, you're thinking about it, you got something in the mail, you got something at work, you got nothing, but you're hearing us talk right now, mm-hmm. and you can hop on our website and make a donation, but then you can qualify for that drawing. So that's just a super fun thing that's out there. We give those away before Christmas, so I mean, mm-hmm. what better than that to get mm-hmm. a little cash in your pocket before the holiday.
Not bad.
And again, that deadline is this Friday, 4 p.m. You need to give $52, which is $1 a week, is the commitment that we're asking, you know, community members, new donors to give. If you're an existing donor, if you increase by $26, you get double entry. So it's, you know, it's just a fun little incentive, maybe a little bit of a motivator, mm-hmm. maybe not, but for some people, it certainly is. So, you know, that level of participation is encouraged. So to date through yesterday, we have recorded 60% of the campaign,
cool.
Which is pretty awesome. We're lagging a little bit behind last mm-hmm. year. However, the way that our donor software works, that might have just been that, you know, let's say a local business last year turned their campaign in last Friday and Stephanie was able to process it and maybe this year they're turning it in today.
Gotcha.
So, you know, timing isn't necessarily considered in these numbers, but the Tuesday before sweepstakes last year, we had 65%. And the Tuesday before sweepstakes this year, today, we're at 60%. So we are a little bit behind. Not behind in a way that I have a high level of concern over or that I think is a crisis. But I do encourage you, if you are, again, sitting on that, you know, mailing or your pledge form from work, or you've typically just been a donor by visiting the website, you know, giving with your credit card maybe or something like that. You know, I really encourage you to do that, qualify for the sweepstakes, but it also will help us get our numbers, you know, better aligned so we know where we're at and we know what we need to do, what we need to do next.
It's really laid out for you perfectly on the website of how to donate. But you mentioned other ways. Is there other ways people can donate and find out about that?
Yeah, so you can certainly stop by our office mm-hmm. and you could drop off a check or cash. Giving with your, you know, with any kind of mobile app mm-hmm. or with your wallet, your mobile wallet, mm-hmm. Giving with a credit card, debit card, that can all be done online. It also can be done in the building. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't discourage visitors.
Sure.
So sometimes it's a convenience thing because we are open till 4 p.m. So sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, folks just can't get there before then.
Yeah.
And then also, I guess the other big thing is if you are at a workplace that offers payroll deduction, right? Like that's a pretty easy way if you just have, mm-hmm. you know, you maybe don't necessarily notice $5 a paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that is used because it's just maybe one less trip to the vending machine,
right?
Or whatever. Or you know what? Maybe you do notice it, but you're like, hey, it's worth me sacrificing that $5 because I know that I'm helping my, you know, I know that I'm helping my community. Maybe it is something that you can feel a little bit, or that you're consciously aware of. But so many, not all, but many workplaces do offer the opportunity for payroll deduction. If you're in a situation where that's not offered, or maybe you are retired, mm-hmm. We do also offer there's a bill me option, mm-hmm. where you could pick a day. Because sometimes we'll have folks say, well, I want to give $500, but I'd like to be billed on February 1st. Oh, so then sure, Stephanie sure. will bill that, you know, depending upon whatever their personal finance situation mm-hmm. is. The other thing that we can offer up to quarterly is an ACH withdrawal. Mm. So you could say, well, I want, you know, $20 to just automatically be drawn out of my mm-hmm. Checking account. And then we just work with our local bank, you know, get your banking information and make that work through the bank. So honestly, I mean, we try to give every option humanly possible. I mean, I know that our credit card system will take like Apple Pay, mm-hmm. you know, if you came in and wanted to use that. So we really try. I'm certain there is some way to pay that we're not doing. Yeah. I mean, that's like, we don't take Bitcoin. Like, I don't know. But
good on you, by the way.
But, you know, very something smart. Else that's been really popular is qualified distributions through people's IRA.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you reach a certain age and you have mandatory distribution, or even if you're not of that age yet, you can do all of your charitable giving through a qualified distribution from your IRA, which then is... doesn't affect your income for the year. So you don't have to like withdraw it, then give it to us. It can come to us directly from your Vanguard account mm-hmm. or your America, we know who, wherever you have your retirement. And so that can be done directly from that company. So that's an awesome feature that's, you know, I have no idea how long, it maybe has been around a long time, but it's really just kind of gained some legs maybe in like the last maybe like 4 or 5 years where we're seeing quite a bit of it. You know, it maybe has been happening on the East and West Coast for our whole life. Who knows? But it is something that's gained popularity because especially for people who have the ability and the capacity, and it's not everyone. So I'm not trying to imply that. But you know, if someone has the ability to give us, let's say they say, well, we're going to donate $500 a month. So we're going to donate $6,000 a year. But if that $6,000 can come out of that IRA and not affect their income for the year, they, you know, so it leaves some room. So so there's, you know, there's lots of different ways that you can give if you're not sure or what's the best fit for you. You absolutely can give us a call. Stephanie is the one who most likely will answer the phone. And she is well versed in all of these things. And you know what? If there's something you want to do and we haven't done it or we don't know how, we'll figure it out.
Right,
we'll make our way through it. It's not, you know, that's not a problem.
You're talking to a real person when you're calling over there. So you're going to be able to have options and be able to talk it out with them. And not everybody, you know, this is such an important thing for my mom to do every year. But not everybody they don't live with a human calculator like my father. So if you have questions or things, you know, please reach out to the staff and they'll help you figure this out.
Yep. And some people just say, you know what? I'm just going to write you a check. You know, it's just whatever is comfortable and works into people's budgets and their you know, I guess charitable giving strategy, like, right, how that works within their household.
And keep in mind, as Terry has mentioned before as well, you can designate this to the Southwood County or Adams County if you like.
Yep.
You can be as specific as you'd like with this. Just reach out to United Way to find out more. We're speaking with Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And Terry, one of the things we wanted to wrap up on was talking a little bit about the ALIS report.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I think sometimes I'm here and I'm talking about, you know, especially this time of the year, give us money. But you know, that's the reality, right? Like, we are raising funds now to fund programs here in Southwood County and Adams County. We're raising that money now, and those distributions start happening on January 1st. Mm-hmm. And so we are helping to fund programs. We have several of our own initiatives that we are focused on. But all are targeting the same population. So when we think about, you know, we use language like social determinants of health and, you know, community needs and priorities and that kind of thing. But really, ultimately, who are we serving? Where are the dollars going? And what does that impact look like?
Yeah.
One thing I can tell you is 100% of your donation stays in the community you want it to go to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... You know, there's really no deviation from that.
Yeah,
so if you give $100, $100 stays here in Southwood County.
Yeah.
Unless you tell us, you know, something different.
Right, right.
But the question, you know, sometimes that maybe we gloss over because we're so well versed in it is just really who are we, you know, who are we serving? Who is our target population for service? So we have a report that we are in our fifth iteration. It runs every 2 years, commissioned actually by United Way of Wisconsin. And they work with United Way of Northern New Jersey, who uses Rutgers University. I think a lot of people have heard of Rutgers, you know. Yeah. So they use Rutgers for all of the research.
One of the better research universities in the world.
Yeah,
in
for
the
sure.
World,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, I think that it lends to the credibility of the
absolutely.
Report. And so...
And a Big Ten team.
For and that. And that. Don't miss that. I know. I agree. That's probably where I first heard about it, too. You know. So ALICE for us, though, stands for... It's an acronym, okay? But it stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, right? So limited assets, limited income, but working. So, you know, we've maybe heard something similar referred to as underemployed or living paycheck to paycheck. Or, I mean, it can always be labeled. We're trying to not label it by labeling it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? But it's much easier to use a name, right? So to say ALICE population, not underemployed. Nothing that implies... less.
Yes. And there's a respect that comes with that, with this. And also a much better definition than, you know, check to check or something like that.
Yeah.
This really explains what we're talking about here much better.
And so it is, you know, but it is, we know that families, households, individuals, even individuals struggle, right? Like it's, you can't just, you can't imply that because someone is maybe not married or what, you know, they are an individual and they're working, but they still may be working a low wage job. I mean, there are still struggles. So in Wood County, we have 35% of the population is at or below what is determined as the ALICE threshold. So if you're into statistics and you kind of like to know the nuts and bolts behind numbers, this information, the full report, which is like, I don't know, 100 pages.
Yeah,
that can be referenced, you know, that can be found at our website where you have interest, right? Like I say, only dig in as deep as you want to, but if you want to, dig deep.
Yeah.
And so we have the full report, but then we also have these snapshots. So it's a two-pager and they're available for actually every county in the state.
Yes.
And you can find those with the report. We have links on our site just, you know, basically to our two counties, right? Mm-hmm. So we say Wood County, Adams County, because we want people to have quick access to the information that they want. But in Wood County, it's 35% of the households. And in Adams County, it's 44% of the households that, you know, ultimately are struggling or are on the tipping point of struggle.
Right.
Right. So maybe doing just fine. One crisis away from hardship, mm-hmm. or maybe just, again, go along just fine and never experience any kind of hardship. Or maybe they literally struggle every single week. Right. And so, you know, thinking about as a community, how do we embrace that? How do we make life better? Rising tide raises all ships. Right. Mm-hmm. So if we make, you know, if the community is better for all the community, think about that. The community is then better for all.
Yeah.
So that even includes you and I, right? Our children, our grandchildren, our because as a community, we made life better for someone else. So this is really where the focus is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so an example, let's say housing assistance, eviction prevention or rental assistance. So if United Way, we help to fund a rental assistance program in both counties that we serve. And so if by helping someone with their mortgage or rent for maybe it's, you know, 2-3 months, it takes a while for people to get back on their feet. Maybe it's 4 months. But if that allows them to course correct and get some, you know, get connected to good resources, role models, mentors, you know, somebody that can help them on the road to financial stability. I mean, think about the impact of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite remarkable. So, I mean, that's where we're focusing. That's the segment of our community that our minds are always on. Like, how do we make this better? Not everyone who falls in that segment of the community wants assistance. some people desperately need assistance. So we are, you know, we're trying to be in the places through the programs we fund where this population is.
What if I told you that through a donation, you could impact multiple levels of your community, that you could have a domino effect on your community in a positive, that even in just taking this case and you help an individual or a family mm-hmm. like this, and that they get on their feet, and all of a sudden that community, that family, not just one person in that family, but multiple people in that family are able to work. Maybe a teenager doing a job, maybe both parents are working or something like that. Those are taxpayers. Those are people that immediately become taxpayers in the community if they weren't already. They're doing even more in that regard, which lowers your taxes as a community, which makes a better community as far as being able to put more into your community, your roads, your infrastructure, your schools, all these things. Everything is connected. Everything adds up. And when you're able to do this, whether it's a dollar or whatever you're donating, you're impacting this.
Absolutely.
And that's that kind of feel good. It's a one time or a monthly thing that you get to feel every day, all the time. Feeling that impact and knowing that you're helping out community members. You're helping out people that, let's be honest about this. We're Midwesterners. We don't share this stuff usually. We don't talk about these things that much in an individual basis. So it's on us to look out for each other and know that about each other and be like, hey, I'm going to help no matter what. Not knowing whether I know the people or not, I'm helping. Strangers helping strangers.
And the best way to connect people to resources is to use our 2-1-1 program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's where all of the programs are. But there's also a reality. You know, certain programs are really good at, you know, partner programs of ours, of saying, well, okay, it would seem that you also, you know, could use some assistance in this area or that area. And, you know, all of this could have spiraled from maybe a car repair, right? Yeah. Because the car repair was $800 and I didn't have, you know, I had no emergency fund, or I didn't have that $800. So I had to shortchange other things. So that's part of the process too, is understanding the true impact of what a $1,000 emergency fund can mean for stability. Yeah. And so, you know, helping people understand that as well. So it's you know, this is very remarkable and rewarding work, and it's a fabulous way to impact the community. But the only way we can do it and make it happen is when we have donations from, you know, other members of the community. And that's just, I mean, we've been here 84 years.
Yeah,
this is the beauty of how the United Way model. It's community helping community. And then we're also able to uplift, you know, we think about just a couple of partners, right? Like you think about the Boys and Girls Club, the Family Center, Northwest Community Action, the Food Pantry. You know, United Way is also supplementing the dollars for those programs. I mean, think about added cost of food. Mm-hmm. Well, there's an added need. Yeah. Think about added cost of shelter. There's an added need. So, you know, it's a great way to be part of something so much larger than yourself. Mm-hmm. And the benefits are, you know, almost immeasurable.
We know there's a lot of like-minded people out there. It's always refreshing to hear how like-hearted there is out there, people, and want to get a part of this. Be a part of the United Way's campaign. Get in on this. You still have time to be a part of the campaign.
Sweepstakes
as well and everything. Go to uwswac.org, uwswac.org. And be sure to follow them on social media and share what they're doing on your pages. You never know who might see it. Terry, thank you so much for everything. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you. You're right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.